Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to tell you, 119-117 Warriors, 15 seconds left and counting. And then he misses the floater, Curry, a floating layup. How do you miss that from 3 feet out? Unbelievable, the shots they've missed. I have never seen somebody miss shots in all my life. You can't call that. You can't call that. If you don't call the Thompson drive, now you got to tell me, Carver High, you cannot even argue with me on that drive by Thompson that he got hammered. No call.
I thought it was a foul.
Oh, my God. It was just so, that's the same as this. That's what that is. No call. You can't call that on one end and then not the other. You can't, you know, blow off the Thompson hack and then call this. I don't care what you say, because the call at the other end was just as bad. Way worse, if you ask me. Thompson got leveled. He got tackled. He literally got hammered out of bounds. He got hammered to the ground. No call. And they gave him the ball. And then they went down and took the lead. So now, what's the call? 2.5 left. They're down 2. They got to hit a 2 to tie, 3 to win, right? And they got the ball. They got the ball, right? They got the call?
Yeah, they have the ball.
So my question is, after he shot it, all right, so, oh, so they touched it there. Is that where they got it, when he shot it? What?
Yeah, I think the same went off Clay's arm after. Like, when he kept going with the shot, kind of pushes through off Clay's arm.
So this is where they hit it, right? See, I really don't see where it hit any of the Warriors. When he went up, it was blocked, right? That's where they hit it?
But it hit his arm. It hit his arm and then went out of bounds.
So when he went up. So there's no questioning whose possession
it is. No, this is definitely Blazer ball.
Oh, my God. So they're up 2 with 2.5 left. And the Blazers have the rock at their end to set up a game tiger. They are reviewing it. That's what they're doing. They're reviewing it.
Could be. Well, they review everything.
Oh, all right. Well, I just don't know.
Could be a couple things.
Well, my thing is they're reviewing that to see whose ball it is, because they're going to give it to Portland, obviously. I think they will, because I think when he went up, it hit. I think they blocked it, and then it went out of bounds. It went between all their arms. It never hit anybody after they blocked it, but I thought they blocked it. I thought, whoever was down there with Thompson, they both were defending, right? And who was it? Draymond Green, I thought, was the one that got his hand on it. But either way, I think they'll give Portland the ball. I mean, those refs won't even get out of the building if they give the Warriors the ball right here. Now, look here. This is where I thought he blocked it. Right there, it hit Thompson's arm. So it's definitely Portland's ball. He hit it. Yeah, he hit it right there. That's where it hit his arm. It's definitely, I think it's definitely Portland's ball. They're going to get this last shot no matter what. And the question is, will they get a foul call here on the last shot? Because you know they're going to defend them. They got they added another second. So 3.3 left now. They got time to set up and get a nice shot. Who is it? McCollum, Dame, or Hood? In terms of who shoots this?
I'd say you got to give to McCollum the way he's been carrying them more recently than Dame. I know Dame has some great shots, but McCollum's been the one hunting the big ones.
What do you think they turn over the inbounds pass? They don't even get it in. Because I could see him stopping the inbounds. They can't even get a good inbound shot. He's fading away. Bomb. Missed it. Game
Terrible
over.
Terrible shot.
Game over. Sweep. You lose. Boom. They won again. It's unbelievable. Is it not unbelievable? You can't beat them even on their worst night with nobody in the lineup, the crappiest 11 they can find, and they still win. And sweep Portland's ass right out of the playoffs. Nice job, Portland. You guys look fantastic in the playoffs. In this series, you looked fantastic, I got to tell you. I mean, it was just really an impressive showing by you guys in these four games. Of all the teams that got swept in, like, hockey and basketball, who looks the worst? The Penguins, the Islanders, the Canes, the Blazers, the Pistons. Who else got swept? Somebody else got swept. I mean, it really is unbelievable. They couldn't. They barely got the ball in. All of his miracles ended tonight, didn't they, Dame Lillard? Are they going to blame it on his rib? The shot? He couldn't get a good shot off. Good D by Thompson. He didn't foul him or anything. Got a hand in his face. That's a tough shot, man. He was all clank off the rim, and that's that. They're in the NBA Finals again. The Warriors, who seldom come out to play. I thought the I really did. I went crazy on that Thompson drive. I thought he got hammered. I couldn't believe there was no call there. Couldn't believe it.
So now 10 days off for the Warriors. They will sit and wait. They will get healthy. KD will get healthy.
Iggy.
Steph, everybody gets healthy as the NBA Finals begin on May 30th. So 9 or 10 days off, however you want to look at it, for the Warriors.
When is May 30th? Next Wednesday?
May 30th is next Thursday.
Oh, my God.
That is allegedly scheduled game one of the NBA Finals.
And then in the East, what are we at, 2-1?
Correct.
So tomorrow night's game four.
Yes.
So the West is over, and now we sit and watch the East and see if Toronto can tie it up tomorrow night. Do you? I think the Bucks will beat them.
My series is over.
I think the Bucks will beat them, too. I think that they had such a horrible game. It's amazing it even went to double overtime. The way they played that first overtime and still were in it, it's amazing that the Bucks were hanging around. Toronto got everyone to contribute. I don't think they'll get the same kind of game next one. You're not going to have Giannis in foul trouble again. You're not going to have all the Bledsoe throwing the ball over five times in overtime. It's going to be a much better game.
What did Bledsoe do in overtime?
He was throwing the ball away. He was taking bad shots. I mean, they yanked him for George Hill at one point. He was, he dribbling around the first overtime, took like a fadeaway three. Then he's turning the ball over. It just wasn't good offense for them at all throughout either of the overtimes. It's amazing they got to a second one.
I can't even believe what I saw tonight with this patchwork team, what they just did to the Blazers, honestly. I mean, look at it. Here we go. McKinney had 12. No one even knows who that is. Bell had 7.
Who?
And then
Looney had like 14 boards.
He had 14 boards and 12 points.
Looney?
And then your boy Livingston had 8. Cook 4. Bogut 4.
Cook's my guy.
Quinn Cook?
Yeah, that's my guy. Honestly, like, you actually think this team's going to lose? I mean, come on.
They win even with a crappy lineup. I mean, honestly, they shot 46%. The Blazers shot 48%, and they still lost. They got out-rebounded 56-38. That's why they won the game. The Blazers got worked on the glass.
And a bunch of offensive boards for the Warriors, too. There was a couple times Looney missed, a couple times Tippins on misses.
15 offensive boards.
McKinney had some offensive boards.
10 steals for the Warriors. 5 blocks. And although they did have 15 turnovers, 17 fouls. They had more fouls than the Blazers, too. But Curry had 37. He was 11 of 25 from the floor. 7 threes. 8 of 9 from the line. He had a triple-double, 13 boards, 11 dimes, 37, 13, and 11 with a steal. That's incredible performance by Curry. What is Abe Lincoln beard?
Curry, Clay, and Draymond, they get it done.
I thought Draymond Green was unbelievable.
The whole series, he was awesome.
He had a triple-double tonight, 18, 14, and 11 with 3 steals and 2 blocks. That game is a lifetime for some guys. You won't have a game like that in your life. 18, 14, 11 dimes, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. That is crazy. And did it with 4 fouls. I mean, that really is crazy. They both had triple-doubles. And then he hit 1-3, and that was the three that finished them, right? They were up one, and then he hit a three. They went up four. And then they got one back, made it two, and there you go. So I think the Blazers covered. It was 3.5, but the Warriors win. So there you go. Series over. Warriors are in the finals again. Boy, that's hard to predict. I got to tell you, it takes a lot out of you to pick the Warriors to go to the finals every year. It's really a tough thing to do. It's like
how can you pick anybody else?
Well, you just take the Patriots and the Warriors, and then there's your finals, at least set up for football and basketball. It's automatic, right?
They don't lose.
Well, but everyone says now, like, Tom Brady's old, right? He's not going to do it again. He's too old. He'll be there again. Count on it. They'll win the East. They'll have a bye. They'll play in the divisional semi at home. They'll win. They'll play the AFC title game at home. They'll win, and they'll be in the Super Bowl again. Boom. There you go. Two games, two wins, you're in. Boom. They must love being in that AFC East with all those crappy teams. They must love it. I mean, because it is just really a joke every year. It really is. It's like a walk in the park getting into the playoffs for them. They don't even have to work. It's like, it's just such a given. And then they get that bye. That's why they play hard. The way that they work is because they know that if they win that division and have the best record in the AFC, whatever, they get the bye, and then they're on their way. They get two games. One automatic at home, and then the second one, if they have the better record, they're playing at home, right? So they know how to get there. They've mastered the art of making it to the Super Bowl. That's for sure. And this team just swept Portland. They should have lost that game tonight. They had no business winning that game. Again, they steal it. They were down, what, 15 at the half last game? They won that one, and this one, weren't they down again big in this one? I don't think it was ever that. It was never that big. It was 4 at the half.
Yeah, but it got to about 10 or 11 or 12 in the third quarter.
There you go. Warriors, get it done. Sweep the Blazers at the Moda.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.